This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A third worker at the meatpacking plant in Greeley has died from COVID-19. The union that represents JBS workers say 69-year-old Tiburcio Rivera Lopez died last week. The union and family say the company has not done enough to protect workers. There are more than 40 confirmed positive cases among the employees. State health officials ordered the JBS plant to shut down for 2 weeks for testing and cleaning. A campaign got underway today to urge Coloradans to pass a ballot measure in November on the national popular vote. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Last year, the Democratic-controlled legislature approved a bill to tie the state's electoral college votes to the winner of the national popular vote. But the measure was challenged, and now voters will decide its fate at the ballot box. A number of states have already signed on to the National Popular Vote Compact, and the compact would only come into force if enough states that adopt it control a majority of the Electoral College votes. Opponents of a national popular vote say it would make Colorado's votes irrelevant in presidential elections in favor of more populated states like New York and California. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
45 degrees and sunshine in Pueblo, 38 with some clouds in the Denver area. Denver will see more sunshine today and tomorrow than snow on Thursday. This is CPR News.